Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? Sorry for the delay. I guess Big Red is, a little indisposed right now, so she'll be catching up with us soon. What up, what up? This is Brother B. Welcome to another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Hope everyone is all good this evening. Tonight's topic is definitely going to be about what's trending, what's been going on in the media lately.
Hola.
Well, here comes Johnny Come Lately.
Johnny Come Lately. You know
that's the song, right? Johnny. I mean, you know, we had the music playing so long, I think somebody probably wrote something to it. We were going so damn long, they probably did a video. It was going for a long. It never
had it going that long.
Never had it going that long.
I was washing my hair and I lost track of time a little bit. I thought I was on time, but I ended up not being on time.
Oh, you thought you was in one of those Pantene commercials where you was washing your hair and it was feeling all exhilarating and all that stuff. Okay.
That's what happened. I'm sorry.
This is a story I'm sticking to. Yeah. Once again, what up, everybody? Now is Big Red and Brother B with the menu, Blog Talk Radio. What up? Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. So let us just jump into it. So how you want to set this off? Got a few things going on in the, you know, this past week, past week and a half in the media. The shutdown is over.
Yeah, that thank God for that.
Yeah, the shutdown is finally over, and I think there are a lot of people, a lot of, you know, his people that are pissed off with him for caving in. And what's so sad about that whole mentality of like, oh, you caved in, oh, like you're weak or whatever. There's a lot of people that were working and not getting paid. So do you really just call it work or do you just call it forced labor? I think you should call it forced labor because they're not getting paid for it. It's not working.
They finally got what we wanted. Let them go back to working for nothing.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing to the people who seem to think that, you know, him, you know, shutting the shutdown down, who, you know, those people who think it was wrong. I was like, I'm like, that's pretty selfish because it doesn't affect you. You don't care. And I'm sure there's some people that were actually going through it that still were in vote for that, but understand something, if you can, and not you, Big Red. I'm just talking about in general. What does a wall mean when someone can build a tunnel, or someone will be able to get over the wall? See, I mean, it goes back to when they say this is a civil society. How civil is a society when we have to do stuff like this? It must not be all that civil. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't understand. Like if you want to say Mexicans, I don't think. Listen, me personally, I don't see how Mexicans just can build a tunnel to go from Mexico all the way into the U.S. or certain other parts, you know, and no one ever know. But that's just whatever.
Right.
But my thing is, what is the tunnels? What is a wall going to do when they have tunnels? What is a wall going to do when they're airplanes? You're not going to stop anything. Like, I was watching something about some of the people who voted for Trump, and then now all of a sudden, first they voted for Obama, and then they voted for Trump. And my thing is, some of them really are brainwashed into thinking that he's actually doing something, that he's actually standing for something. All he is basically standing for what you want or what you would like to see happen. But it's not morally correct, or it's an insane idea.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. So you want somebody to execute the dumbass thoughts that you have and put it into play. That's all it really is, because, like I said, no one should have went a month of forced labor with no paycheck. And this is supposed to be, you know, America, the great. Like, damn,
yeah,
but, I mean, to me, that's some third world
country. That's what made America great. But don't you think about it. That's what made America great. Slave labor, let them work for nothing. That's how we got them over here. They worked for nothing then. So why should they have a problem with working for nothing now?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. It wasn't us. It wasn't most of us. It was a lot of other people. You know, whether white or other minorities that felt the same.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
You know, so I'm sure it didn't feel good. The only thing that was missing from it was the whipping and the lynchings, and you know, and the rapings and everything else.
Listen, kind of got the raping, because guess what? Look at all of them that's, you know, in those high positions that are doing just that. Yeah, they talk about R. Kelly, but they doing the same thing. They doing the same stuff. And ain't nobody going to say nothing to them.
Well, of course, you know, from Donald Trump to the R. Kelly thing, you know what? I don't even want to But all right, let's discuss it. This whole R. Kelly thing. What's the name of that show? Surviving R. Kelly. Okay. You gotta love the media dramatics.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I take issue with, and I gotta throw it out there, is our lovely Negro people who sit back and help foster this type of fuckery and buffoonery.
Yep.
Surviving R. Kelly. Listen, don't sit back and act like you ain't know what he was doing. And I'm sure other people have had the discussion, and it's also been said out in the open. A lot of people have condoned what he has done and what he has been doing since he started doing it. His record label just dropped him only because of
pressure.
Yeah. But trust and believe, there's a backdoor deal somewhere where they're still probably making money off of him. I find it interesting, this Surviving R. Kelly thing comes out, and then all of a sudden he starts making more money. The label starts making more money because he's making more money. More of his music gets streamed. Like,
people think you're going to stop it, but you're not. You're not going to stop it because negativity breeds in this world.
No, he's just going to have to cut somebody else a check. That's it. He's just going to have to cut somebody else a check. But I just find it very interesting how a lot of people really think that, you know, something was supposed to really actually change. 3569, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, she can't. You heard how she came on. What's up, y'all? That was that business. That was that business slash I'm about to jump into my ass real quick. Talk.
I don't know what y'all talking about yet, so.
How you doing, Lady G? Let me ask you.
I'm good.
You want a sandwich? You want me to make you a sandwich? You all right?
All right, Brother B. Thank you. You need to stop. You really need to stop. Starting early, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right.
Already saying.
No, but like I was saying, everybody, listen, Surviving R. Kelly. So what, they didn't make like a show with, what was that dude from Seventh Heaven? Surviving him. They didn't make anything surviving Harvey Weinstein. They didn't make none of these shows.
I mean, the last, he said that dude from,
whatever his name is, I don't really care. But my whole thing is interesting timeline. He came out with his thing of he was sleeping with boys, and the next thing you know, they jumping at Bill Cosby, and the next thing you know, it was him. And then it was Harvey Weinstein, and then Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other white people started to come out, and then R. Kelly. Like, really? Once again, R. Kelly went to trial for this years ago. R. Kelly was on a video peeing on a little girl,
and
somebody
said,
knocked his ass out.
That video already years ago, that should have been, that should have been shut down from years ago.
Man, listen, we spoke about this before. That video was hot in the streets. I don't know why everybody was like,
yeah.
"Yo, you got the R. Kelly ZD." You got the R.
Kelly
ZD.
Said, "You seen R. Kelly?"
ZD.
ZD.
I was
they were passing that shit around like it was school free lunch.
Yeah, yeah. So when people want to come out now talking about and condemn R. Kelly, you should have been condemning him a long time ago. He should have never made it this far. So I don't see why. It gets to the point where I would have to say, so what's the big deal? Why? Because he's still doing what he's been doing. Did you think he was really going to change? So now someone else.
I watched that. I watched that Survivor, R. Kelly. I couldn't even finish it. You know why I couldn't finish it? Because the media, and of course, social media. Not the media. I say the social media was making such a mockery. They was making a joke out of it to the point that I couldn't even watch it. It was a joke. Everything was a joke. Everything was a meme. It was a joke. It was this. It was that. So it's like, how are you supposed to take this seriously? Everybody's making a joke out of it.
And you guys, you see, that's the problem right there. Everybody is making a joke out of it. This is it's not unexpected by him, but it's unfortunate that people is missing a big, big message that's in this. This happens to girls on a day-to-day basis, and this is the same kind of reasons why nobody cares about these victims that this happens to. Nobody tends to believe them and things like that. This whole R. Kelly thing should show you how certain males of his character act and the control, the mind control that they can really have over these females. And, it's tons of messages in this. It has nothing to do with R. Kelly. Sure, let's start with R. Kelly and let's flush out all the other pedophiles. There's so many pedophiles other than R. Kelly, white and black. Got nothing to do with race when it comes to this.
Facts.
And people is missing the big, big message with this. This is what pedophiles look like. Take out R. Kelly, the character, the artist and all of this, and if he was a regular guy doing this, it would be a totally different story right about now.
Exactly. And one of the things that bothered me the most, and, I got to call a spade a spade, and, I'm going to cuss. You coward motherfuckers, you call yourselves fathers. Some of you pieces of shit actually condone some other man messing with your young daughter. You're fucking cowards. Yeah, I cursed. I said it. You're fucking cowards. You're not even worthy of having a fucking penis. Worthy of the title. Because me, I for the life of, listen, no, I don't care. They could have threw me under the jail. They could have built the jail on the moon. Listen, I'd have broke homie in multiple pieces, pissing on my fucking body.
Exactly. And think about it. Now think about that video. Think about that video circulating years ago in barbershops and Negroes were selling it. And guess what? A lot of these men have daughters.
Amen. Stop. A lot of these males.
They had daughters at that time. My thing is, you have daughters you have daughters, and guess what? Now these young ladies, a lot of them young ladies at that time, they're grown-ups now. They've grown, and they probably got daughters of their own or whatever, which are now your grandchildren or your granddaughters. So just think about that.
I mean, guys, how about the guys that mess with girls that's like half their age, you in your 40s and you messing with like a 21-year-old, 24-year-old. Everybody says, oh, okay, they're of legal age. But when you do the math on it, like, okay, you was a teenager and she wasn't even born yet. So you tell me the mind state in that. It's about the mentality of these guys. It's not about the age and the number and this, that, the next. It's their nasty mentality. It's disgusting.
I've heard of
cases where like 21-year-old guys are fucking 13-year-old girls. What kind of nastiness is that?
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, well,
these things really happen.
But once again, what the hell is going on in the home for someone to look the other way? And allow
what's
shit
going
like
on because they don't believe it. The same way that they give R. Kelly his credibility of who he is, the same thing they're doing. Like, oh, No, your grandfather wouldn't do that. Parents won't believe that. I have a friend whose friggin' mother didn't believe that the stepfather was raping her and her three sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding me? And she still kept the man around.
Yep,
when
exactly.
these kids speak, you need to listen, because these are not stories that's just made up every day. They don't make these
right.
things up. You need
right.
to really,
exactly.
really listen and really question it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, my thing is, how do we come this far as a so-called species? Sometimes I got to say that loosely. How do we come this far to only, like, we actually are dehumanizing ourselves one by one individually? Like you said, so the mother knows what's, the mother's been told of what's going on, but she doesn't believe it. And she allows the men still be in the house anyway. That to me, that's a sickness. That's a mental defect.
Right.
You know, I would never call it a mental illness. That's just a defect. There's something wrong with you as an individual.
No, brother, because the mom don't want to believe that her man would even do that. You girls are lying, da-da-da-da-da. They just don't want to believe
mm-hmm.
it. Not this guy.
You know what it
He's,
is?
He's
because
such a stand-up guy. You get my point?
No, not even just a stand-up guy. It's going back to what I always, what we always talk about. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want this man to
that
be
too.
Because he's the only
mm-hmm.
man that wants to be with me. You know, and you shouldn't have been telling me that this man is touching you. And you're lying. Maybe it's something you're doing. Maybe you're walking around here looking for. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
And you see, this is the problem that, once again, it goes back to accountability and what's going on at home. I'm not a woman, so I can't understand what would go through a woman's mind when she's being told this, and yet she turns a blind eye to a man doing something to her kid. That means that you're just as sick as him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you're allowing a grown ass man to molest, rape your whether it's your daughter or your
anything.
Son, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're sick. Like, there's a mental defect. There's something.
Well,
really
you got men out there, brother B. Let's say they cokeheads or whatever the case is, and they know that an older guy is messing with their younger daughter and they not doing nothing about it. They got something to gain too. So you got men. You can't say it's just women because you have men. Don't think every man is going to be fighting and stepping to this dude. Some won't believe it mm-hmm. the same way.
You know what?
It's bull crap. Yeah. Don't forget you got men messing with boys too. Yeah. So it's not just females.
Once again,
oh, yeah, that's
the terminology. I'm sorry. They ain't men. They males, but they ain't men.
Right. I got what you're saying on that.
Because the type of male figures that I've been around, with what a man means to me, that ain't no man. A real man would have broke somebody up long time ago. See, some cats would think like, oh, you're talking tough. It's not about talking tough. It's about, yo, that's my C right there. Like, that's my family. That's my kid. I'll move heaven and earth.
See, some men are selfish.
It's beyond selfish. It's just like, yo, I'm not even trying to get your way of thinking on that. But when it comes down to that whole R. Kelly thing, I don't know why some people are acting all surprised. And then at the same time, I didn't watch it. Somebody posted a clip of it on Facebook. I looked at it real quick, but I didn't engage in like actually watching the show, but then I heard other people talking about, and you said it, Red, about how his ex-wife was saying X, Y, and Z, and she still keeps his last name and all that, and she seems to be proud of it. She seems to be proud of it. I'm sure there are other males that were around him at the time that no longer associate themselves with him, knew what he was doing and knew what it was about, and it was okay. Until things started getting out, and it was like guilt by association. So then they had to distance themselves away from them. And all of you
wasn't this on Netflix? This was on Netflix, right?
No.
I don't know.
No?
No, it wasn't
on
Netflix.
Lifetime?
But I'm sure they
have one of these cable channels. One of these cable channels, but that's what I'm saying. Also, these cable channels got something to gain right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
they're making money.
Nice marketing. Why not do a whole R. Kelly story? Great marketing.
Especially Lifetime. Let me tell you something. Lifetime makes, they get their money off of those things. The R. Kelly story, when they did that story, when Michelle A. did her story, they make money off of that. When that horrible Aaliyah movie, they make money off of that. They don't care how it comes out. They don't care who it hurts. It's like, oh, we making money. We making money off of this.
But you know what, Dale? But you know what, Red, was crazy? Dale, we making money off of some black person's tragedy. Like,
yeah,
if you
thanks,
know, if
Daddy.
You notice, like, if you know,
exactly.
If you notice, every so often they're always rebooting Roots or some slavery movie. They're always taking some so-called black hero or white hero, somebody from slavery, and just saying, oh, this is their story. They're always making money and keep putting in slavery. They keep bringing it up. And yet, no one really has anything to say about it.
Right.
But like you said, it's part
of our history. My thing is, unfortunately, it is part of our history, but you don't have to keep passionate. Why don't you just, there's other things that we did besides just be slaves.
Hello?
There's other things in
that. Hello? Oh, yeah, he's going out. You went out.
Oh, sorry. I said, there's other things that we were besides slaves. We weren't just slaves.
Oh, well, I mean, but if you let the narrative keep going the way it's going, that's all we are and that's all we'll ever be. But
it's a constant reminder. It's just a constant reminder that we're always going to be slaves. Can't nobody see this? I don't know.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, of course it's a constant reminder. And but the sad part is some of our people are so stupid that they keep feeding into it. Because they continue to be slaves, it's just without the chains. There's a chain, but it's not physical. You know what I'm saying? There's shackles, but it's not physical. You know, it's kind of like a PTSD thing going on, but yet we refuse. You know, we'll either do drugs or we'll grab some material things to self-medicate, or we'll, you know, take a little title from a job or something like that. Like, well, you know, white man treating me good, so I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You're being patted on the head.
Mm-hmm.
You're being allowed to have, you know, some type of, you know, regular life. You know, you work, you pay your taxes, you do X, Y, and Z. But when they're ready to take all that away, it's a wrap for you. And it can happen at any moment. I mean, I think me and you discussed this before, Red, but I found it interesting that most of those police shootings, it was always either a black man or a black woman that was a regular citizen. Not no gangbangers, not anybody that was out there like doing some real crazy shit. Just some normal, everyday people. Trying to take care of themselves, trying to take care of their families. As much as they wanted to vilify Mike Brown was on his way to college. But they had to put the fire out on that real quick. They didn't want that to get out there.
No, of course.
They just wanted to focus on, oh, well, he stole a cigar out of a store. Whatever. But, yeah. Huh?
Said something about that when that Mike Brown started, not to go up further, but he tried to. Oh, he stole. I said, of course they're going to say that. I said, of course they're going to say that because they're trying to, you know, they're going to try to make him seem like he was such a monster. He's like, but wait, how many kids are white or black or Chinese or whatever nationality steal stuff and something out of a store? Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Now, the kid, I have posted something on FB, on Facebook. Did you see it, the part of the video with the kids with the red hats? I'm calling them red hats. I'm gonna start calling them the new hoods, new Klan hoods, the MAGA hoods. When it was yeah, those the new hoods, new Klan hoods. Did you see that video where Now, I remember the mother was saying something about it's the black Muslims' fault. It wasn't Muslims. So I don't know where she got her shit from, asshole. But it was black Israelites that were out there at the time. And, you know, to those who are familiar with the black Israelites, when they speak, they're very rough, you know, about what they're saying when they're quoting the Bible and quoting certain things. You know, they're very harsh when they talk, a lot of them. And it is what it is, basically.
Right.
So from the video, the guy was standing out there, and there was a group of them standing in front of him. And he was saying, have you ever seen or heard of a Native American black man or a Chinese or anybody else shooting up schools or shooting up clubs? And then they got quiet just like that, and then they started screaming, yeah, crickets, crickets. And then all the cats with the red hood started walking away. And they say, yeah, you can't say nothing. You can't say nothing because we ain't the ones out there shooting up schools and shooting up synagogues. We ain't the ones doing that. So I guess that was probably the catalyst that maybe what she was talking about. But the whole thing is, the one thing has nothing to do with the other. Just because these little boys felt called out on their shit. Because one of the Israelites did say, you bunch of future school shooters. And I was like, whoa. That was probably a little harsh, but who knows? It could have been the truth to it.
Who cares if it was? Because they shouldn't have said enough harm to it. They didn't say enough harsh stuff to other people. Listen, who cares? My thing is, F they feeling. Because you know what? I don't think they don't care about anybody else.
Oh, well, this is true. This is true. But that has nothing to do. And I just love how the media tried to, you know, regurgitate and recirculate the whole thing and want to, you know, out, you know, the indigenous man and say, oh, he wasn't in Vietnam or he wasn't this or he wasn't that. Listen, even though we do a podcast, I have to say, to me, most of this mainstream media ain't shit because it's controlled. It's controlled by people who want to spread a message of hate. They want to spread the message of this is what you're going to do, and this is you're going to listen to what we say. It's controlled from visual to in script. It's all controlled. So if somebody thinks they're really going to get some honest news, no, you're not. You're not really going to get it. You may get it from a book somewhere. Huh?
No, I said, all I'm going to say is they need to go back to scalping. If they go back to scalping, they're going to leave a lot of people alive. That's all
I'm
going to say. They need to go back to scalping.
Yeah, okay. back to you, Lady T. So. Yeah, you want lettuce on that sandwich? Oh, anyway. But nah.
Anyway, Brother B, you need to stop.
No, I had to redirect off of what she said. That was kind of crazy. I had to come back with something else. That was the only thing on my mind right now, you know. But,
you seem very happy before the show. I mean, really. Did you eat before the show or not?
I did, you know. I made salad. I've been having like a salad, like every, if not every day, every other day. But I've been just eating a lot of salad, man. I'm trying to get my right.
Okay,
know.
Go ahead with yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But like I said,
does
big
that
thing
have candy corn in it?
That was
candy
so
corn
nasty.
In it.
Oh my gosh.
No, it actually had romaine lettuce, which I guess is safe to eat now. Which I found
is
out.
Is it really?
That
I'm not eating.
I don't know why we probably really stopped it. I think sometimes you can't, I can't really trust what they be saying. Because if you notice, first they were saying romaine. They said it earlier, like last year, I think, like sometime before the summer. And then all of a sudden it got quiet and they said it was okay. Then they came back again and said, no, you can't eat it. But then they also said that you couldn't eat like a couple other vegetables. And I'm like, yo, what the hell are we supposed to be eating? Snickers for dinner?
Like, you can eat iceberg lettuce, though. I mean, spinach.
Yo.
I don't know, probably beef, but let me know how you're feeling about a week. No.
If the government kept shutting down, you wouldn't
have
eaten
it. Yeah, exactly, right? I'd be going right to the pantry or something, getting that cheese. I've been eating the romaine, and it's fine. First of all, romaine lettuce is easier to cut than that goddamn head of lettuce. It's easier to cut. Romaine lettuce, you just, boom, cut the end off, and then you just get the slice, and then boom. Or it's good, you can just, like, break a piece off, and then, boom, lay it on some bread, make a sandwich. It's easier. The round lettuce, it sometimes looks a little weathered. It doesn't look as strong as the romaine. And spinach is good, but spinach, it doesn't go with everything. You can't eat spinach with everything. And besides, you ever try to cook
spinach?
I said good luck with it. Why are you scared? Don't be scared of the romaine.
I'll let you eat it. Tell me how you feel later on.
Spinach is good on a sandwich. I like it.
No, it's good, but first of all, you ain't no real sandwich eater. I'm sorry, we're going off a little off topic.
Wasn't you the
same person that had, what was the issue that you had last week with some food or something like that?
The donuts.
You about some damn spinach. First of all, it doesn't go with everything. That's what I was saying. Like certain things taste good, but you can't just throw spinach on everything. There's different types of turkey. You can't just be throwing spinach on just any type of turkey. It don't work like that. It don't work like that at all. Oh, shoot.
Chicken. Food and food.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not.
I'm not.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Sorry, K Dog. My screen went to sleep and I didn't know, and then my mouse just kind of froze up on me. What up, K Dog?
That's because you're eating that romaine lettuce.
I'm gonna make y'all a salad and we use romaine. We gonna be all right. Nothing wrong with the damn romaine lettuce. Listen, everybody that's out there listening, there's nothing wrong with the damn romaine lettuce. Nothing.
My goodness. All this talk about food is making me hungry.
This will make
me hungry.
Make you a sandwich.
You know what? That's right. Make you a sandwich. Listen, there's nothing wrong. You know what's funny? Yo. Damn, I ain't even start yet.
See, Lady T, I'm going to make him a sandwich too. So now you're going to feel left out. You don't want my
sandwich.
That's
okay. I'm going to just watch y'all going delusional. I'm good. Just watch y'all.
Look, whether eating romaine salad, spinach is good, man. I don't care what anybody says, man. I love spinach, man.
Don't get me wrong. No, spinach is great. But, yo, we straying on topic. Who's ever bought a big-ass bag of spinach? You go cook it, and then it ain't nothing but a spoonful after.
Mm-hmm.
You see? The whole
but it still has all the nutrients in that spoonful. You good?
Yeah. So the topic of this evening, right, Y'all talk about what's trending. Damn.
Yeah, we went from R. Kelly to Spinner. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, that's so gross. That sounded gross how you said that. Okay,
yeah,
let's go to the next topic.
Yeah.
I almost threw up in my
please.
Mouth.
I know. I don't want to hear about R. Kelly.
Mm.
Well, now
please,
you ain't going to eat Spinner no more than this.
I love Spinach, man. I just don't want no urine.
Yo,
oh, no.
Oh my gosh, that was gross.
So, moving on. So,
okay. My goodness. All right, y'all.
Moving on. That whole thing with the, you know, with the kids with the hoods. And stuff. I mean, there's a lot of backtracking. There's a lot of finger pointing. And, you know, they just wanted to flip it because I guess the little boys felt that, you know, they got their feelings hurt. I mean, listen, in all reality, as much as people don't want to talk about it, you got to really look at it how it is. Look at these
mm-hmm.
schools. Look at these cats shooting up schools, shooting up synagogues, shooting up churches.
Right.
It's not us. It's not a bunch of minorities. So, you know, I mean, when people want to call, don't get mad when somebody calls a spade a spade. And if this is what certain people are known for, I mean, that's just what you're known for. I mean, listen, I find it interesting how I go back and forth with some people when we have conversations about the president and what he's doing and what he's not doing, and then they will talk about, well, Obama didn't do nothing for black people either. And see, I want to keep going at it, but the thing is this: what Obama did is something that a lot of black people just didn't
get. They didn't get it.
No, they didn't get it because, first of all, he was a moral president. He made it look good.
Mm-hmm.
He did what we naturally do. He wasn't supposed to cut a check and start handing out Newports to everybody.
Nope.
To every Negro. It doesn't work like that. So when you want to sit there talk about what he did for us, did you ever hear any white people shout out, well, what did Bush do for us? Or what did Clinton do for us? You ain't hear them say that. But see,
you're not
going to
hear them say that.
I don't want to hear that shit. Oh, what did Obama do for us? Yeah,
and you know what it is?
Bullshit.
Brother B, excuse me for a minute when we talk about that, because we've spoken about this many times, even off the air. Now, when it comes down to it, all those who sat there, and I'm going to mention names, Dr. Tariq Nasheed, Dr. Umar Johnson, Cornel West, who else I could say, Tavis Smiley, all of them had a gripe against President Obama when he was in office. Oh, he ain't do nothing for us. He ain't stand up for us. They don't understand. Obviously, some people don't understand how the government works in this country. Obviously, they didn't take politics 101. Oh, he didn't protect us when the police officers were shooting us. Oh, he was supposed to pass a law. Did any of you ever go to your local authorities to talk about this problem? No, you didn't. So how is he supposed to pass a law? Don't they know that Congress has to propose something and the president has to vote on it? But then after, what did everybody do?
Well, the whole thing is he was supposed to be the action for their inaction. That's what it was. And when it didn't happen, they needed the scapegoat. So Obama just escaped. It had to become the scapegoat. Just like David Dinkins back in the days had to become the scapegoat for certain things that went down. And Giuliani took the credit for it. You know what I'm saying? So, and once again, the house nigga lives. Because that's, to me, that's house Negro talk. There ain't nothing but house Negro talk right there. Talking about what Obama didn't do and pointing the fingers.
But Brother B, here's the question, and I'm asking everyone the question. Where are all those people, all of them who sat there flipping their mouth, Obama didn't do nothing, but yet Trump walks into office Everybody, all of a sudden, the room becomes silent.
They collect, they spending their check. The hush money. They're spending their check. Somebody probably cut them a check and say, yo, shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You want your school, you want this, you want that, shut your mouth. And let me do these 4 to 8 years and be cool. Everybody's, you know, kind of getting what they want silently. It like I said, to a degree, it is what it is. I mean, you know, do I pay attention to Trump and what he's done or what he's done? No. I mean, I, as much as I try to stay away from the news, sometimes you just can't avoid it because it's like damn near, it's basically everywhere, from social media to just people just talking about it. But one thing that remains consistent is that this guy is in over his head. And, he's using the presidency to basically, you know, make off like a bandit, do what he needs to do and keep it moving. I mean, as much as I've heard people say once again about this wall, the wall doesn't make any sense. What is it really going to stop? You're not going to put a wall around a whole other, 40-something states? You're going to put a wall all around? You know, it's what? What are you trying to stop it? What are you stopping?
I don't even understand how he expected that to happen. Like, how was that supposed to happen?
I
really want to know, like, how was this, how was this all supposed to happen? Like, how? I don't understand.
It was supposed to be Mexico's problem because the Mexican president was going to figure that out when he paid for it. That's how.
Well, Mexican, listen. First of all, the Mexicans ain't stupid. They crafty. Like I said before, they crafty. Cause listen, if you want to sit back and think that they stupid, you crazy. If you really think that they ain't gonna be, like I said, what's a wall to a tunnel? What's a wall to a tunnel? Like, yo, real talk, me and Rebel, I think we was laughing about this the other day. They probably, their tunnels are probably so exquisite. They probably got, like, you go a couple of miles and there's a couch and a soda machine at one, and then you just rest, have you some soda and a little snack, and you just keep it moving. Listen, they ain't stupid. They know what they're doing, but at the same time, you know somebody's helping them. So what's the purpose of the wall? Tell you what the purpose of the wall probably is. Who's going to make the wall? Because I was doing a little bit of reading now. You know, who knows? Could be fake news, could be not. But it's supposed to be, I think, a company from Russia that's supposed to be building the wall.
I think that's fake news because they're already in problems with Russia. That will make everything that's going on with all these other people that's part of his collusion, all of this crap that's going on, it'll confirm it if Russia was to do that. They'd be investigating that 10 times harder than what they're doing now.
So I don't buy that. You know what? You're absolutely right, but at the same time, the reason why I say I buy it is because I think it was his first 6 months, first couple of months or when he was in office. I don't know if you guys remember the situation where there was a Russian sub, 10, 20 miles off the coast of Delaware.
Yeah, I remember
that. When has that ever happened? A Russian sub being in U.S. waters. So close. That's never happened. But the only thing, now see, Lady T, like I said, I agree, but I disagree with what you're saying. The only reason why is because they look at what he do and they don't say nothing. If it was Reagan, all hell would have broke loose. If it was Bush, all hell would have broke loose. If it was Clinton, all hell would have probably broke loose. Obama, all hell would have broke loose.
Oh my goodness.
If he would have said something, since he's not saying anything, people seem to just like let him slide. They give him a pass. Oh, well, it doesn't mean anything. You know how many people I spoke to, pro-Trump people, that seem to just think that, oh, that Russian thing is nothing. But wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
These are the same people. These are the same people that turn around and use the word communist and commies and this sort of out of their mouth. But look what he's doing. Listen, they know what
he's
doing.
He's a fascist.
They know what he's doing. But once again, they don't want to look stupid. So they won't admit it. They won't admit to they know that this guy's a screw up. They won't admit to the fact that they know, like, yo, he's putting the country in jeopardy. Because it's gotten to a point where they feel that control has already been lost. So it's like, let's let it burn itself out. And hopefully, you know, something good will come out of the ashes. Listen, Caucasian people ain't afraid of chaos. They may not like it, but they ain't afraid of it. This country was built on it. So what's to stop it?
They don't care because they never the ones to clean it up. So give me a break.
Well, exactly.
They never the ones to clean it up.
Exactly.
We know who cleans it up. We know who cleans up the mess.
Yep.
And it's not an attack. It's not an attack on them. But once again, if you just look at the history of things, that's what I'm saying. When some people want to talk about, oh, you're attacking. No, it's not about attacking. It's look at the history of things. Look
fact.
From the start. To present.
State facts. You're stating facts.
That's all it is. So whatever he does, they just give him a pass. Not many people, like I said, you know how many people just think, oh, he wasn't colluding with Russia. Wait a minute. What have you ever heard of any American president actually really sitting down with Putin on some, oh, he's a friend of mine? You ain't never heard of no other president in
the
American
president to find out about the thing?
Doing that? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. No, you're right about that, because you know what? There was a lot of, you know, a lot of shoulder rubbing with Russia. And, you know, everything is slowly coming back into light. And you know what it is with him? Is that he's using everything to distract the American people from learning about this investigation. He's using everything in his power, whether it's the wall, whether it's the government shutdown, just to throw people off.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course. Didn't another one of these people just get locked up?
Yeah. And that's a distraction.
Yep.
All of a sudden,
exactly.
Now it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks, okay, we're going to reopen the government for about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever they decide. While he figure out how to help his boy, right? Come on,
mm-hmm.
Man.
We're not stupid, but you know what?
Okay.
His supporters are stupid.
They ran up in their house.
Because his supporters believe in everything he's doing. And you know what? When you mentioned the Russia, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, he's not corrupt. Oh, he's just doing his job as president. I'm like, wow. That's
now,
what you hear.
I got something for you, mm-hmm. And this ain't mine. This is actually something that I saw the kid. And you know what? I posted the video, but I think it got deleted. I really don't know. So there was this kid that came on and put this message on Facebook, and he was talking about the shutdown. And he was talking about how he believed the shutdown was a distraction. And for exactly what you guys just said in terms of, you know, the whole investigation, you know, on him and on his people, it was just a distraction in a way to kind of slow things down. But then he also made mention of, now didn't this guy said he was going to, you know, let it rock for a couple of weeks, and then, you know, if he doesn't, you know, if something doesn't happen, then he's going to shut down the government again and call a national emergency?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
What happened a couple of months ago? What happened a couple of months ago with our cell phones?
Oh, the emergency service.
The test.
Mm-hmm.
So when the kid said that, it kind of just made me say, whoa. 1 + 1 = 2? I was like, oh, that's kind of like, I mean, to me, it was deep, but at the same time, it was kind of scary. Because I'm like, why would you call a national emergency, or why would you even make a threat to say something, to do something like that, just for a wall? It's not like it's an alien invasion, or it's not like we're being attacked or something. You would actually call a national emergency, so that means the president will have all power.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he says goes in the national emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find it interesting how he says that, and then it goes back to our phones was just going off a couple of months ago on some national emergency.
Yeah, he wanted to text everybody.
But that's the thing. I've never, like, when have you ever had your phone going off on some test of the national, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yep. You're right about that.
I said that.
So,
I put that up on Facebook. Like, I ain't never heard of no nonsense like that.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, we're in different times. It's a different era now, different players, different things going on. And, you know, everybody, you know, can believe what they want. And, I mean, certain things are just plain to see, and the writing is on the wall. You know, all I can do is say, you know, everybody, you need to go out there and be safe and, you know, take care of your families and, you know, take care of your business. You know, it's we're living in some weird times right now.
No,
weird people in control.
And you know, as we talk about what's trending now, you see on social media, there's a whole bunch of things going on. And speaking of which, and I'm sorry to kind of change the subject a little bit, but did you see the Twitter beef between Cardi B and Tammy Lauren?
No, I mean, yeah, we got like less than 3 minutes,
that's
but wait
really
a minute. I'm glad you brought that up.
To?
What was that about? What is that about?
Well, no, because Cardi B was addressing the whole shutdown. She was saying how long it is that people were not getting paid. And Tammy Lauren went into a big mouth. You know, she's a conservative, quote unquote, darling, and says, oh, wow. Cardi B, wow, they sent her to come and talk about this. What does she have? What is so important that she has to say? And meanwhile, Cardi B answers back and says, "Don't let me dog walk you."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
I'm gonna say, this. Like, she had to grow on me. Like, I really wasn't a fan of hers, but she grew on me because you know what. She does speak a lot of facts. It's just, it's her delivery, but she speaks a lot of facts. And she, you know,
she does. I respect Cardi B. She's a little gangster.
Right, yeah. I actually heard, you know, what went on Instagram and heard what she had said, and she was right. She was spitting straight facts. Like you're doing this, and people got to feed their families, and you know, she's saying like it's a bigger picture out there. You gotta wake up. But you know what? The problem is that maybe that chick had is the fact that like I said, she's a rapper. And you know what? That's what we need. This is what we need. We need more rappers to speak on those subjects instead of speaking on that other BS.
Mm-hmm. They have Ted. Don't Trump have Ted Nugent speaking up for him?
But we need them to speak on these platforms because, like I said, a lot of these young people look up to them, and this is
mm-hmm.
what we need. We need them to speak on, you know, speak on that platform.
We need people like Soulja Boy to speak on it.
Yeah,
Trump.
You know why he's not going to be taken seriously? Because they also done made memes about him and everything, and I done put a few of them up there.
He's right on his stuff, what he was talking about. But anyway, back to Trump, though.
But wait, we got less than 60 seconds. Somebody needs to send me that little video or whatever that Soulja Boy, because I don't really know what it was all about. So please,
no,
somebody
you need to watch it.
That.
It's on the Breakfast Club. Just
yeah,
YouTube
it.
The Breakfast Club. It's watch the whole thing because he has a lot of points.
No, that's the thing. I didn't know where it was at. So it was on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah,
Soulja.
Breakfast
okay.
Club. Yes. Watch the whole thing.
On the Breakfast Club.
I All right, so Lady T, thank you. K Dog, thank you.
Hey, Big you're welcome. Broken,
thank you. Another
you are welcome.
One in the can, and nice talking to y'all. And K Dog, let me know if you want what type of you want on that sandwich. I got you, brother. I got you. You get no sandwich, Red, because you're a fake donut eater. And,
and I don't want none anyway. Fake donut eater.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all have a good night, y'all. Have a great week.
Good night, good night.
Good night. Good night, y'all. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Later.
Later.